12th Precinct, Captain Miller speaking. No, ma'am, we're not selling tickets to the mayor's inauguration. Ma'am, it's a public function. All you have to do is show up at City Hall. Yes, there should be quite a large crowd, yes. Yes, ma'am, I would say that a blue walking suit would be appropriate. You're quite welcome.
Crazy, huh? I don't know. I'd have to see the shoes and bag.
Sergeant Dietrich? Oh, sir. Here's the latest batch of letters received by the mayor's office.
Fan mail?
Got essays, proposals, threatening letters. Vox populi.
Hmm?
Latin, it means voice of the people.
Catholic?
Crossword puzzles.
Oh, we're looking for similarities, patterns, that sort of thing, sir.
Very good, Lovett.
Standard procedure, sir.
Is that a new jacket?
Yes, sir. I hope it's appropriate.
It's just that I hope you realize that even with Harris on duty with the mayor's office and Yamana out, it's still temporary. I mean, it could be just a few days.
I understand, sir, but you never know. I might need it someday in a more permanent situation.
I see.
It's not like I'm going to grow out of it, sir.
Of course not.
Call, sir.
He's a gung-ho little devil, isn't he?
Okay, now, in here. Right across the room.
What do we got here?
This is Alan Corbel.
Corbel?
Stoned out of his skull.
Hey! Nice place.
Yeah, we like it. How'd you get that rippling effect with the walls?
Kind of grass to start a lawn.
Empty your pockets right here.
You're talking to me?
I'm looking at you, ain't I?
Oh, yes. Well, you can't be sure about anything these days.
Where'd you get him?
He lives in the mayor's apartment building.
Really?
Yeah, well, we were just finishing up our check of the residence. He let me in, and then stood there smoking a joint. This stuff was all over the coffee table.
Didn't try to hide it or anything?
Nope. Tried to tell me it was for medicinal purposes.
It is.
From my eyes.
Makes you feel real good, huh?
You said it. Smoking on orders from my ophthalmologist. I got a prescription.
Glaucoma?
Yeah.
There's a program sanctioned by the federal government to use marijuana in glaucoma treatment. It's supposed to relieve the pressure on the eye.
Won't hurt to make a few phone calls, check it out.
Okay. Hey, Corbel, you can stop emptying your pockets now.
Oh, thanks. I'm not familiar with the procedure.
Have a seat.
Here's two more, both in crayon.
Yeah, this makes six.
Winter of our discontent?
The Beatles.
Shakespeare.
I thought so.
Paper type's consistent.
It's not much to go on.
Handwriting could be the same.
Could be.
Same return address.
Well, didn't you say so in the first place?
Dramatic effect.
Thank you.
Thanks. Barn. Seems they do have a marijuana treatment program at that clinic. There's no one there that had a patient list, but a doctor's gonna call me back in a while.
Okay. Mr. Corbel, I'm afraid we're gonna have to hold you for a while, at least until this matter is, Mr. Corbel? I'm afraid we're gonna have to hold you for a while until this matter is cleared up.
That's all right. I've got no place to go. Do I?
Good morning, fellow members of the executive branch.
There is.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how are you?
I take it all goes swimmingly on the mayor's security detail?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, fine. I really enjoy it. Oh, Barn, the excitement, the responsibility, the proximity to power, it's...
Good.
And Ed's really a great guy to work for.
Ed?
Yeah, Koch, the mayor.
I know who he is. I just assumed that you'd be calling him Mr. Mayor.
Oh, no, no, no. He wouldn't have it. I mean, not in private anyway.
Sort of like me.
Beg your pardon?
I mean with the first names.
Oh, yeah.
One tends not to notice that down-to-earth quality in a lesser title.
Would you like some coffee, Barn?
Oh, thank you.
My rights. Look, I'm a widow. I get my husband's rights,
too,
just like Social Security.
Take it easy. What do we got?
Captain Miller, Evelyn Hawley.
Ma'am?
How do you do?
She's the perpetrator of the alleged threatening letters.
She's writing a few more when we got there.
Same skull and crossbone stationery.
Sure I wrote them. So what? My late husband was a postman for 30 years. He died on his route.
Ma'am, you have a right to use the mails, but... These letters are threatening, inflammatory, even obscene.
Did you read the one to the sanitation department? Mrs. Hawley, you want to have a seat over there, please? I'll be right with you.
Well, hurry up. I got a dentist appointment at 3.
We'll try.
Or is it my gynecologist?
What do you want to do?
I don't know. She seems harmless enough. Get the information and turn it loose.
Right.
There you go.
You know, she reminds me a little of my own grandmother?
Yeah?
Feisty, arrogant, opinionated. But I guess most of your socialists are.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey.
Hey. For Roger Howard, he's over there.
Oh, okay. Roger Howard, hey. I love it.
Get over here. What are you doing?
Bringing up some mail.
Oh, really?
Ah.
Well, how the detective supposed to know that?
I'm supposed to know what?
That you got mail. If you're here for mail call, you say mail call.
Love it,
sir. Oh, this is Officer Zatelli.
Telly?
Oh, he'll be bringing up the mail while I'm temporarily reassigned.
I see.
He's new on the job, sir. Go easy.
Don't do anything until we get there, all right? We'll be right over. Barn. Now the guy wants to jump off a building into the inaugural crowd. He says he's the people's mayor of New York. I mean, he wants to make his inaugural speech over the radio, or else he jumps.
All right, get over there, check it out. Take Levitt with you. And have Kogan send a backup, huh?
Barney? I'm going to go back down on duty, so I'll inform the mayor's head of security.
Fine. Thanks.
Right.
Oh, Harris, by the way, that phone call was for you. Seems they want you to work for the mayor permanently.
Yeah, I know. I accepted. You ready?
Let's roll.
Rojo calling you?
Not yet.
Well, let me know when he does. And listen, would you put together a list of the tenants in Koch's building that we haven't been able to contact yet?
Right. Captain? You want to get it off your chest?
Get what off my chest?
Harris. The bitterness, the rejection.
Dietrich, I'm not bitter about anything.
My mistake.
When a man makes a decision, I say, more power to him. Just because he doesn't choose to discuss the options beforehand, that's his prerogative. You cannot give advice and counsel to somebody who doesn't ask for it.
Right. But he should have asked.
Damn right he should have.
Talk about your filthy places. I'm going to write a letter to the health department.
I thought she'd gone.
She likes it here. Unlike Harris.
What's wrong with you?
I got a disease.
Haven't you ever heard of self-restraint?
Mrs. Hawley, thank you for coming by. You've been very cooperative.
I'm old. I got no choice.
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, but I am.
Yes,
I
know what you are.
Prisoner.
Let's go.
That's the truth. I am a political prisoner.
Well, I can't talk. I got a dentist appointment. My gynecologist is Friday. I'm sure of that now.
Okay, just hold still here now.
The people know the truth. Nixon tried to hide it from them. Johnson tried to hide it from them, but they found out.
That's right, they did.
There is a disease in the body politic, and someday everybody's going to realize that I have the cure.
Sit. Is that John Lindsay? What's the story?
Oh, this is Noel Cady.
Hey, sit.
When we got there, he was standing out on a ledge, screaming at everybody, you know?
You have to scream at them, and they won't listen to you.
So, he looked the other way and got a hold of his leg and just pulled him in through the window.
I was downstairs backing him up, sir. Either way, we would have gotten him.
They heard me, and they cheered me. Now, you saw that. You saw that, too. They heard my words, and they cheered me.
That's not true, sir.
Hmm?
They were cheering for Bess Meyerson.
What?
She was on the podium making a speech.
Oh.
She still looks good, sir.
Thank you, Lennox.
Of course, we were far away when...
I said thank you, Lennox. Well, Joe, you want to get the information from Mr. Cady?
Yeah, just sit there, Mr. Cady.
I suppose you people just don't believe that I am the mayor.
Mr. Cady, the new mayor of the city of New York is Edward Koch.
Oh, officially, yes. But I'm talking about in the hearts of the people.
Okay, so let's sit down and shut up now, all right?
They kept my name off the ballots. They challenged my signatures, claimed that my petition had the names of dead people.
Is that right?
Well, if some of the people who signed were dead, that's not my fault.
You want me to call Bellevue and have an ambulance sent over, sir?
You might as well.
Better get used to that.
What?
Ambulance from Bellevue.
I don't get your meaning.
Well, we won't have Harris's euphemisms anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, cookie truck, Twinkie mobile.
An astute observation, Dietrich. Yeah.
I think my favorite was the disoriented express.
Hello? Come back to see how the other half lives.
Pardon me?
I just figured things probably seem a little dull here to you, you know, after being at the mayor's office.
Yeah, well, I just came by for a minute. I had to pick up some of Ed's suits from the cleaners.
Oh, yeah? They give you dangerous work like that all the time, huh?
Do I detect a note of sarcasm?
You don't detect nothing.
Would
you? Can I see my office, Harris?
Right, I gotta
this
get back
down. This won't take but a minute.
Do you work for the mayor, Edward Koch?
I don't believe we've met.
How the people can elect someone who refuses to take a stand is a sad commentary on the politics of this country.
He's going to do just fine.
I don't know where he stands. Do you know where he stands?
On what?
On the Panama Canal. He didn't mention it once, did he? He sidestepped the issue throughout the whole campaign, didn't he?
He's got a point.
What the hell has the Panama Canal got to do with New York City?
Ha! Are you that naive?
Naive? Me?
Harris, can I see you in my office, please?
Certainly, Barney. Are you going to put him up in a suite at the hotel, silly?
Harris.
Just like old times, huh?
Who is that?
Name's Katie. He thinks he's mayor of the city of New York.
What's wrong with Wojo?
Well, I would imagine he's a bit injured.
Who injured him?
Harris. Harris, you work with people for a long period of time. You develop a close relationship, a sort of intimacy.
Yeah, but Barney, I mean, if it's about my taking on a job at the mayor's office...
It's not just a question of that, Harris. It's... Well, we were kind of surprised. I mean, one does not cast aside old relationships without at least a little discussion, maybe even a bit of advice.
Hey, Barney, look, everything happened so fast, I didn't have a chance to ask for anybody's opinion. It was a decision that I felt that I had to make right there on the spot.
And you had every right to.
I apologize.
Well, there's no need to apologize.
All right.
But I accept. On behalf of everyone in the squad.
So now what do I do?
About what?
I do not want that job.
You changing your mind?
Barney, I am a criminologist. I ain't no red cap. Ed's got me picking up his cleaning. Yeah, he wants me to screen his laundry for explosive devices.
Somebody's got to do it.
It's simple. A 100% tax credit on all funds used to upgrade buildings in certain designated decaying neighborhoods. This encourages them to put the money back into those neighborhoods, giving them the tax relief, giving the builders a chance to reap all the profits they can on those upgraded structures. But the people get better housing.
I have to put you in a cage now, Mr. Cady.
Thank you. That's a normal response to my proposals.
He's talking private enterprise. He's nuts.
Hey, I love it. I got a radio here.
Tell me, what are you doing?
Bringing up the radio so you can listen to the mayor's inauguration speech.
Telly, do you know anything about the workload and the constant pressure associated with the detective squad room?
Well, yeah, I know that you
really
gotta...
think we have the time to drop everything we're doing to stop and listen to the radio?
I don't know. I was asked to come up...
There are not enough hours in the day to put a dent in our backlog, much less stopping and listening to the radio.
Telly?
Sir, I got that radio you asked for.
Let's set it up somewhere, huh?
Oh, my God. Telly, come on, come on. What are you going to stand here? Go set it up. I'll work with him, sir.
Hey, Woj.
Yeah.
Can I ask you for a little advice?
About what?
This job with the mayor.
Well, late for that, isn't it?
Look, man, will you give me a chance to explain?
What's to explain, Harris? I mean, you took the job.
There you go. You jumped to conclusions all over the place. Man, I wasn't going to even ask you about that.
Oh, yeah? What were you going to ask me about?
Well, I was going to ask your advice because I decided not to take the job with the mayor.
You even decided that already?
Hey, look, man, you want to be in on this decision or not?
Hey, Doc. Captain. I was the doctor on the phone. Seems that Corbel's part of an authorized marijuana outpatient treatment.
Okay, turn him loose. Better have somebody drive him home. I don't want to see him get mugged in the park by some punk.
Anybody can get mugged. Might as well enjoy it. Mr. Corbel, you're going home.
I know that the people of New York have not forgotten how a city really works.
They've forgotten! Yeah. They blew it a long time ago!
I gotta go now.
Oh, sure, they'll let you out.
Thank you very much.
But what are you getting out to? A city that's decaying and rotting away!
I don't agree. This is a fine city, and I like it. You got a good attitude, Mr. Coleman.
Sure I do. I got no choice.
Yes, Jay. We begin a new year and a new administration. The mistakes of the past are past. This is a new beginning. We have been tested, and the testing will continue, but we have survived, and soon we will begin again to flourish.
Good luck, Ed. Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck, Bart.
Good luck to all of us.
Yeah. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck. Good luck. You ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Good luck, Captain.
Yeah, good luck.
I love it. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, Zicelli.
Good luck, Harris.
If you were offended by that episode, allow us to be a repeat offender. TV Land brings you another tale of crime, punishment, and bad coffee with Barney Miller. Next, as we stay twice as nice all day long.